With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, Eczema Awareness Month is upon us, so we're going to do our skincare slot a little bit different this month. With me once again is Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and The Skin Nerd. She's not a doctor, but she does know a lot about eczema. Jennifer, you are very welcome back to us. You are, I know I always say this about you, right? But you're incredibly busy. And the fact that the last time that we had you in here was pre-wedding and how much you've packed into the last month is phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're on the most amazing month of my life. And I feel really lucky, so thank you.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're not here to talk about your wedding, even though I will absolutely burn the ear off you off air. But talk to me first about eczema. What is eczema?
So ultimately, it's a chronic inflammatory skin condition, which essentially means that it's something that can come and go over the period of your life, unfortunately. It tends to manifest as red, itchy, heated, like areas on the skin. It can happen any part of the body, to be honest. It's also known as atopic dermatitis. And if you break that word down, atopic means allergy or being extremely sensitive to something, and dermatitis means inflammation. Mm-hmm. So the name kind of says it. But in Greek, it actually means to boil. So essentially, and the word, it sounds like it. And I have to say, about 2 weeks before my wedding, not here to talk about my wedding, but my body broke out in eczema from top to toe. And it really is extremely hot, really tender. And unfortunately, the reality is you don't know what causes it. Mm-hmm. So, and if you look at the stats, which is quite interesting, 20% of Irish children and up to 10% of Irish adults do experience it. So it's something that's quite rampant, and it's unfortunately in our every single day. So I suppose the reality is knowing what causes it is something that's really important to be aware of. So for some people, it's genetics. They can have it, as we said, from childhood, and it can just come through in your adult life. There's no real knowing. That's the hard part. But in terms of age, if you've little people at home or you're responsible for little people, knowing that 1 in 5 Irish children will experience it. So if they do come home and their skin is hot to the touch or red or irritated, just to be aware that this is a possibility of what it could potentially be. And although it's just extremely sore, particularly when they're that little and they can't explain it to you, and it's not the easiest thing to treat. That's the hard part about this. And why we call it chronic means that it can come and go and in bouts, but you're not really ever entirely sure when it is going to erupt, if you will, on you, which is why it means that word boil. It can be linked to an immunity dysfunction. So if you're kind of stressed at a certain period or something else is going on in your life, then it tends to manifest itself at that period, which is, it's hard because there's whatever the primary reason is, this is like your secondary cause. But environmental factors are a large part to do with it as well. So again, in minors, being conscious of the detergents or what it is in the household that they're experiencing or exposed to. As adults, the rubber gloves, making sure that you're not, you know, you're getting in to clean that beautiful kitchen counter, but being aware of the different pieces that you're putting in and around on your skin. And then skincare, like, let's not pretend it's not skincare. At times it can be particular tans, it can be perfumes, and the interesting piece is it could actually be something that you've used for a very long time, but all of a sudden your body says no.
This is the bit that wrecks my head.
It's so unfair, Laura.
This is what happens to me, where I think everything is totally fine and then bang, it just flares up out of absolutely nowhere.
Do you get it?
On the tops of my arms. I had it when I was a child, and like that now, I could go for years without it, and then I could get bouts of it for weeks on weeks. I've been, touch wood, very, very lucky of late, but tops of my arms in particular, and in my underarm, which is very, very sore. But like lots of conditions, it just needs to be lived with. And what are the best ways for people to manage it?
Yeah, so ultimately, I suppose trying to understand what your triggers are. So for me, for example, I know when it's stress or busy, and it could even be exciting times, but your body is saying there's a lot going on right now. It kind of gives me this as a warning sign, if you will. But it does flare up for an awful lot of people coming into the winter months. Mm-hmm. So being aware that as we head into the next few weeks and months, and the aircon's now off, and the heat is on in the car, and there's heat on in the house, and all of that causes an awful lot of dryness in our inner air, I suppose. Yeah. So where there's lacking humidity and dry air can really irritate the skin. And it's almost like a prime time then together, because what we tend to then do is maybe have a fantastic night out and we're drying our skin. So there's just a lot of things that we put our skin through in the winter months. So ultimately, what can you do? It's the most simplistic piece. First of all, as I said, try to understand what your why, what the cause, what the trigger is, just so that you're aware of the pattern for it. And then ultimately, it's keeping the skin as hydrated and moisturized as is humanly possible, but without loving, like, I do love the products that smell nice and so on and so forth. But really, in this instance, you're trying to treat the skin almost like a wound, if you will.
Yeah.
So no fragrance, no irritating. Try to go for the products that are saying they're hyperallergenic, they're dermatologically proven. Ingredients like ceramides or just really fat-based, oil-based, simple, really affordable. We all know the brands.
Yeah.
And it's just making sure that you're putting those onto the skin as often as you can. And this is the hard part. When the breakout goes, and when I say breakout, I mean the flare-up, keep applying those products.
Yeah.
Because I'm a divil. I'm like, oh my God, it's gone, brilliant. Oh, I'm perfect. And then I stop. So really that continuous element of just using really gentle skincare products and just asking yourself, am I using shower gel that's, you know, the best shower gel for me? And maybe not a gel, sometimes opting for a shower cream because again, you'll have those, what we call emollients and hydrating ingredients in it. Trying to resist the urge to scratch it is really hard. I've gone so far as sleeping with gloves. I'm sure I'm a beautiful person to sleep beside. Very elegant and ladylike. But, you know, really being aware of when it is that you're causing that irritation. So, as you're saying, if you get it on the upper body at night.
And then they're scratching my shoulder now.
Yeah, she's scratching her shoulder under the armpit. But it's hard. And then being aware of showers. Like, I love, who doesn't love a really long, hot shower after a long, hard day? It can just cause more dryness to the skin. Yeah. And just, again, back to that, if you can visualize it being that red, irritated element, any more heat you're putting back into the skin isn't ideal. So really,
you know, the
simple
way we talk about when we're doing our skincare, and you're always telling us that to apply, let's say, like our hyaluronic acids have to go on to wet skin. Is it the same as coming out of the shower, like for your whole entire body? Should you be applying within kind of 2 minutes?
Yeah, it's a great question. Ideally, you get out of the shower, kind of damp yourself off, tap yourself off so that you're kind of damp, but don't let the skin get too dry.
Yeah.
And then back to your question, yes, if you're putting on a body moisturizer, and again, for the body, unlike the face, it's not as exposed to the elements. So we don't tend to need what we would often call active ingredients because you don't usually have as much redness, pigment, pore size and all those qualms that we tend to have from the neck area up. So for the body, it can be a really affordable, hydrating, lock in that moisture product. Yeah. And doing it while the skin is slightly wet is definitely better.
I am like on a timer, I swear to God.
But what do you
do? I get out of the shower in the morning and I'm like, go! Like, get the first layer on the face, get my body done, go back up to my face and again.
It sounds like supermarket sweep before your body.
100%.
Like, you're just lather.
It is. I'm like, don't speak to me because I've got a very finite amount of time to do this. I spoke to you before about this where like I envision it as the water is drying, it's like being sucked into my skin and then the product is coming in with it, which is not what happens, but it's a nice way for me to visualize it.
But actually, when like studies do show that if you're applying product while the skin is slightly damp, now not wet, as in you do have to dry yourself off. And we've always been taught in terms of other areas of the body, like drying in between your toes, back your ears, there really is a benefit to that. So it is having yourself maybe like 85 to 90% dried, if you will, and then putting your products on because it does actually penetrate in better if your skin is slightly damp. So, and that's why spritzing is huge. So for the face or for the body, I'll often spritz my body and then put body moisturizers on. But in terms of eczema, it's really about just having non-fragranced, really hydrating products. And it's one that you like because I know, for example, when I have my breakouts with it, if I'm using a product that's really heavy, I'm probably less likely to want to use it because if I put my pajamas on, look, it's total first world problems. But a few minutes later, you don't feel nice. So getting a product that's really hydrating that you like, that doesn't cause irritation, and patch testing everything is definitely a goal. And maybe just keep, like myself, keep products to the side that when you're having that breakout or that flare up, that you know that this is what I use when that's happening and then other products perhaps when I'm not. And I have to say this, and you said it yourself at the beginning, I'm a facialist, so we're around people with skincare issues and woes and goals all the time. But if eczema is a medical condition, so if it's something that you can't get control of, you don't understand why it's happening, go to your pharmacy as a first port of call and then absolutely go to your doctor and onto a derm if you need to, simply because it is medical. It does, you do deserve to have that element of treatment. We do tend to self-diagnose a lot at home, so just making sure that it is actually eczema and that you can get control of it, because it really can debilitate the life. There's no doubt about it.
Lastly, like aside from going to the doctor, you've done all that, right? What are some practical tips for listeners of any age to make life a little bit easier from smallies up? Is it that, you know, like keeping yourself like hydrated, like from the inside out, making sure that you've got like your body moisturizer on top of it and you're kind of keeping on top of the flare up?
Yeah, absolutely. And then simple things like, as I said, looking at your shower gel, questioning your shampoos. I don't know what other people are like. I get lazy in the shower, the shampoo is all up on my hair and then it goes halfway down my back, and then I realize, why has my derriere and my lower back area got an issue? And it could be that you're just not rinsing products off properly.
But also, isn't it so mad that you just don't associate them with the one or the other
part of the body?
I'm like, oh, that's on my hair, so how would that but like it is running down the rest of your body.
Do you know what? One of the, like, a really famous beauty editor said a few years ago, and it's such a simple tip, if you can, take the head of your hose of your shower off after the shower and just literally rinse yourself off as if you're getting out of a swimming pool or if you're getting out of the sea and you want to kind of get rid of the salt or the sea or the chlorine. And the same premise applies if you're really trying to make sure that you have all your body products on. And then for little children, just make sure that their fingernails are short, that they're wearing cotton clothing, listening to them when they're saying it's hurting, and then just minding them as best they can. But emollient, 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 and then seek medical counsel if you can't get that result.
And the emollient as well isn't going to break the bank.
It won't. Yeah, it should be really affordable. Like, literally go into your pharmacy, ask the most affordable one. They're ones that are suitable from babies right up to 99, and they just really take that heat out of the skin.
Jennifer Rock, as always, thank you so much for coming in with us today to help raise eczema awareness. CEO and founder of Skin Ingredients and The Skin Nerd. She will be back next month.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.